Do you want another? Here. And I'm not really supposed to eat candy the way I do, but I love peanut M&Ms. I know, I can't help myself. I always have to keep them at my desk or else I just lose my shit. This is nice. Do you like this one?
Yeah.
I love oldies, so thank you for letting me play my music in your car. That's really nice of you. I know how, you know, it's... No, it's just that it's your car and it's a big deal. Sorry, I was trying to get one of these M&Ms out. It's just that it's your car and it's a big deal, you know, to... I think it's a big sign of, like, trust to let somebody play their music in your car. Because, yeah, exactly. But, and I appreciate the ride, by the way. I don't like to Uber or Lyft or anything. I don't know. I don't like being in a car with a stranger. It's just me. But, listen, do you mind if I turn this down? Thanks. No, it's nothing. Well, it's kind of serious, but I have something to tell you. This is a good one too. I'll put it up a little bit. There we go. Sorry. I need to tell you something. It's kind of important, and I've been thinking about it a lot, especially since we've been spending more time together, like by ourselves, you know, not with everybody else. And let me, yeah, I need to turn this down. I'm nervous, and my face flushes when I'm nervous and I start to do shit like this, like play with my hair and like I'm okay. I like you. I didn't even realize that I just said that, and I just processed that I just said that, and it's just let me get it out, okay? Don't say anything. Just let me get it out. We've been spending a lot of time together, and no, please. Let me explain myself, okay? Please, let me explain myself. Just don't ask me questions until I'm done explaining myself, because then I go on a tangent like this, and I'm not going to remember what I'm saying. We've been spending a lot of time together, and, you know, at first, like, I didn't really think that I could feel this way about anybody, because you know my past, and not that that has anything to do with you. You know that, you know, in the past I've dealt with some not so great guys, and I just had made up my mind that I was good for now, you know, that I wasn't looking for anything, and that I wasn't going to participate, I guess, in the dating scene, and I made up my mind that I'm good. But, you know, spending all this time with you, it's and seeing how you, no, wait, please, please stop, because I'm starting to lose my train of thought. Please stop. You know how bird-brained I am and how fucking distracted I get. So please, please, please let me finish. I just realized that I feel a certain way about you, and sorry, I'm fidgeting because now I'm getting nervous. I just realized that, sorry, you're right. Okay, thank you for reminding me to breathe, because, okay, we've been spending a lot of time together. And just listening to you talk about the things that you like your hobbies and like your passion and all the things that you're into. I've never heard anybody speak about the things that they love with so much passion and so much, I don't know, just so much of a certain something. And you get this little twinkle in your eye when you do talk about it, and I just realize that I like that about you. I love that about you, and really, and just, I see the way you are with people, and you're just so kind and just giving, and just, you have so much love to give. And I mean, to be honest with you, I have a lot of love to give, and I've never met anybody like myself in that way, that just gives it out so freely and without question and without expecting anything in return. And, you know, I'm not like talking myself up or anything, but I'd like to think that I don't... See, I'm losing my train of thought. I'd like to think that I have a lot to give, and I give it out, you know, a lot of times to the wrong people. And spending this time with you makes me realize that you're not one of those wrong people, and that I'd very much like to give what I have to give to you. And I just, listening to you smile and talk while we're here, parked in your car by this grazing field in the middle of nowhere with all these horses, and it's twilight right now, and just the skies, you know, it's doing that thing where it's pink and purple and orange and blue, and I just felt like I needed to get this out now, or I would just never have the chance to say it, you know. And if I think about things too much, if I think about things too much, they just never come out, because I start to think that they sound really stupid, and I start to doubt myself and question myself and overthink everything, and I blurted it out so that I would have no choice but to explain myself, and here I am. Explaining myself. And another thing, I've just lately, when I wake up, I catch myself thinking that I wish you were there when I would wake up, or that I wish it wasn't weird for me to just call you first thing in the morning when I wake up and say hello, and that I hope that you have a good day. And I go about my day at work and just wondering what it is you're doing at that moment. Like, are you watching a show that you like? Are you trying to start a new one? Like, I know you do. You do this thing where you try to start a new show, and then you get like two episodes in and you decide, fuck it, I don't like this, and you try to find the next thing. Or are you, you know, out and about driving in your nice car, listening to your music that you love so much, with that little half smile on your face, the windows halfway rolled down and the wind just going through your hair. You know? And I needed to let this out because I don't know that I ever would have said anything. And you know, I know that I haven't been with the best guys. I know I've been with people who've treated me like dirt, and you just don't seem like, sorry. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. I promise. I just, when I think about that stuff, I just get a little teary eyed. Like I really do my best not to think about it, and I do my best to repress it, but I need to say it. You don't seem like the kind of person that's gonna hurt me. You don't seem like the kind of person that's gonna treat me like dirt. Or that's gonna just abandon me or neglect me or think I'm annoying, or you just don't seem like that at all. And I'm sitting here and I felt this just wave come over me, like, fuck it, do it. So I'm telling you how I feel. And if you don't feel the same, that's fine. I just wanted to let it out and tell you how I feel, because I owe it to myself, first of all, and I owe it to you, because I'm sure that you've caught me I'm sure that you've caught me with that stare when I just tune out and I forget that I'm staring at you, and you ask me if I'm okay and I snap out of it and I get embarrassed. Like, I know you've caught me, and it wouldn't be fair to either of us if I didn't tell you how I feel. Does that make sense? Yeah. Well, I mean, thanks for listening. I just really need to let that. What do you mean? You don't have to say that just because I said all this and I put myself out there. It's really okay to not feel it. You're not obligated to say anything back to me just because, you know, I put all this shit out there. That's just who I am. I don't want to say I wear my heart on my sleeve, but I let everything out and I overshare, and you don't need to do me a favor. And I have thought about you a lot. Have you really thought about me too? Please don't just say that. Please don't just be saying that. If you don't feel the same, please just tell me, because I don't want to waste your time, and I also don't want you to waste mine. Because I think that I'm a really nice person with a lot to give, and if you aren't gonna treat it right, if you're just gonna do me wrong, or if you don't have good intentions, please just, I would just prefer it if you didn't. I really would just, why did you kiss me? Then why didn't you say so before? I know that you've caught me staring at you, and I've said things on accident. So why didn't you tell me? I guess I understand that. It is hard to, you know, tell somebody how you feel, and I understand. We work differently, and I can't assume everybody is like me and just blurt shit out so that I have no choice but to say it, you know what I mean? I guess that's fair. But, listen. I would like to just get to know each other more, if that makes sense. I'd like to just, you know, take it slow, I guess. Just, you have to understand that I'm very, very protective with myself. I'm very scared when it comes to this kind of thing, and I'd like to see how this grows, you know. It's not that I think that you're gonna hurt me, it's just something that I do for me, and something that I do for you, you know. I want you to really get to know me, to see if I'm right for you, you know what I mean? Because I'm not who you think I am. I'm not always, like, a happy-go-lucky person. I'm not always sitting in cars with boys eating peanut M&Ms. Like, you know, sometimes I get really frustrated, and sometimes I get angry. Sometimes I'm sad, you know, and I'm sure there's things about me that might annoy you that you don't know about yet, and I just really, 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 really need you to make sure that if you want me, that you want all of me, not just the nice parts, because I can tell you this from the bottom of my heart, that I'm ready to accept all of you, even the parts that aren't so, you know, nice and all sunshine and all that shit. I'm very ready to accept all of you for who you are. And I just need you, if you really feel this way about me, I need you to be sure that you're gonna do the same. Because like I said, I don't want my time wasted, because I'm not gonna waste your time. And I don't want to be hurt, because I'm not going to hurt you ever. And I can say that for a fact. Okay. So, friends. Okay. Well, do you want the last one? Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Okay, well, I'm tired of listening to my music, so why don't you put yours on the way home? Okay. Wait, Sorry. Did that taste good? Do I taste like chocolate? Thank you for letting me tell you that. Yeah, I'm ready.